thank you for this day, Lord. We come before you first and foremost with hearts of gratitude. Mm-hmm. You have seen us through yet another week, and to this we are so grateful. Mm-hmm. And today we stand at the threshold of a fresh start with a new beginning and a new opportunity to do your will. Mm-hmm. Lord, as your word goes forth today, stir our hearts and minds to completely desire everything that is pleasing to you so that we can live our lives as you have purposed us to live. Yes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. All right. So we're going to start out because I'm going to give you the verses, the scriptures, and the page numbers, and then we'll begin. So I have quite a few scriptures, but the ones that I'm going to give you is what I want you to take down, because I have scriptures that I'm going to read through because I have another part of it that I'm going to do. So 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. And in the Voice Bible, that's page 1422. Psalm 24, 1 and 2.
Page.
Page 641. Deuteronomy 8:18, page 218. Hebrews 13:16, page 1495.
13,
Hebrews 13:16. Page 1495. Luke 16:10. Page 1269. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. Page 1422. Second Corinthians 8:12-15. That's also page 1422. 8:12-15. Okay. And the last one is Luke 6:38, page 1249. Now, when I go through some of these scriptures, though, I will be using some other versions. So, but I just like to give everybody the Voice version. Okay. All right. Now, as you know, we're studying the 30 life principles of Dr. Charles Stanley. Okay. And we're continuing, and I'm going to be talking about principle number 23, which says that you can never outgive God. Okay. Now, this is what Dr. Stanley said, and we're going to go from there. He says, giving is an aspect of discipleship that some pastors are generally hesitant to talk about, and believers are usually less than enthusiastic to learn. For some reason, he says, the topics of tithing and generosity strike us as too personal to discuss, or often difficult to turn over to God. We're eager to receive God's blessings, yet we're hesitant to obey him with the gifts that he gives us. This is due to a lack of trust and refusal to acknowledge God's ownership of all that exists. That's why Life Principle 23 teaches you can never outgive God. God is loving and full of grace. So when he commands us to let go of our wealth and our resources, it is for a good reason. He does not want to deprive us. Rather, he wants to teach us to be more like him by making us into generous givers. As we learn to let go of our possessions, we find that we receive back from him above and beyond all that we have released. Okay. All right. Now, this, what he said, 2 Corinthians 9:8, this is how it reads in the voice. It says, God is ready to overwhelm you with more blessings than you could ever imagine, so that you'll always be taken care of in every way, and you'll have more than enough to share. So in other words, we will have so much that it will overflow, and we can then share that overflow with others and be generous in our giving. It is somewhat like I say paying it forward. God is generous to us so that we in turn can turn around and be generous towards others. God gives us, and as we become more like him, we are to imitate him by giving to others also. For the believer, giving is an act of faith where you put your trust in God to meet your needs while becoming the method by which he meets the needs of others. Amen? Amen. Psalm 24:1-2 says, the earth and all that's upon it belongs to the eternal. The world is his, with every creature in it, every living thing, with seas as foundations and rivers as boundaries. He shaped the continents and fashioned the earth. God is not only our maker and creator, but he owns every single thing. Those of us who are his disciples have been called to be good managers or stewards, not owners, of the resources that we have in our possession. Tithing is one way we acknowledge God's provision in our lives and exercise good management. What is tithing? I'm glad you asked. A tithe is just a portion of your income, 10%, given as an offering to support the work of the church and the work that God has put inside you. As I was doing my reading, I read that the Bible mentions money over 800 times, and all of Jesus' parables, more than half of them talked about money. And they said, because Jesus knew that that money would cause a problem. That's why he always talked about it. When we are able to release a 10% portion of income that God allows us to get and then give it back to him, it shows that our money doesn't have power over us because we realize that God is in control of our finances. For those of us who are still employed or were employed, we know that God had his hand on it because he was the one that gave us the ability to get the job. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember, the eternal one, your God, he's the one who gives you the power to get wealth. Our Lord cares how we secure, spend, save, and share our money and also our resources. It is God who has blessed us with gifts to share. It is to him that we are returning just a portion of these blessings as an act of worship and faith. It is to him we will one day give an account of how well we used and shared our resources with others. Hebrews 13:16 says, let's not neglect what is good and share what we have. These sacrifices also please God. When we give generously and sacrificially, we are showing God that we trust him to provide for us. Mm-hmm. Giving is an act of worship that expresses our love, obedience, and gratefulness to God. When your heart is open to give back to God, you're reminding yourself that he provides what you need, and your security lies in him alone. Even during uncertain or hard seasons, continuing to tithe helps you learn how to trust God more no matter what. You might be surprised by how God may bless your obedience, regardless of how much you're able to give. How many of us have been through this or know someone who was barely getting by, had to borrow from Peter? I don't like to say rob Peter, so I'm going to say had to borrow from Peter to pay Paul, was living from paycheck to paycheck, money already spent before they got paid. That was something that I remember I was into at one time. I got myself into it because I was mismanaging the way God gave me my money. I knew that he wasn't pleased with it either. So I knew I had to make some changes. So it took me a while, but with the help of God, I was able to overcome and develop a plan and carefully start to manage what I was spending. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. I didn't start by tithing, but guess what? I was able to start by giving an offering. Mm. Guess what? That soon changed to giving tithes as well as offerings, and I thank God for that. I was really amazed with how God continued to bless my giving. When you learn how to manage money wisely, you're able to discipline your spending when times are tight and when they are plentiful. God allows our resources to help bless those who really are in need and also help to fund the advancement of his kingdom. Mm. I'm going to take Luke 16:10. This is what the NIV said. It says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much. With God, it's never about money because he doesn't need our money. He needs nothing from us. It is all about what's in our heart. When we focus on sharing our treasure, our time, and our talents, we take the focus off of us and instead begin to focus outward towards others. This shift in focus cultivates a grateful heart and illuminates the blessings we have in our lives. When we give tithes and offerings, it's not something that we should feel obligated to do. It should be something that we willingly want to do with joy because we love and honor God and want to be obedient and take him at his words. Excuse me. Somebody get Malachi 3:10 for me. I didn't put this down because I wanted somebody to read it. And when you get it, just start reading it for me. Got it? Anybody got it? Anyone? Anyone? Go ahead. Thank you.
In the voice is page 1135, Malachi 3:10. It says, to rectify this situation, you must bring the entire tithe into the storage house in the temple so that there may be food for me and for the Levites in my house. Feel free to test me now in this. See whether or not I, the eternal commander of heavenly armies, will open the windows of heaven to you and pour a blessing down upon you until all needs are satisfied.
Amen. You want to take God at his word? Malachi 3:10 tells you exactly what you need to do and take him at his words. He said, prove him and see won't he give you a blessing that you will not have room enough. He'll open the windows that you won't even have room enough to receive. That's our God, and that's how he works. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7, it says, but I will say this to encourage your generosity. The one who plants little, harvests little, and the one who plants plenty, harvests plenty. Giving grows out of the heart. Otherwise, you've reluctantly grumbled. Yes, because you felt you had to, or because you couldn't say no. But this isn't what God wants, for we know that God loves a cheerful giver. Luke 6:38 in the Amplified says, give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over with no space left for more. For with the standard of measurement you use when you do good to others, it will be measured to you in return. regardless of where you are with tithing, ask the Holy Spirit to help you discipline yourself with your giving and trusting God. The ultimate goal is to prioritize putting God first and honoring him as being the owner of everything that you have and giving it back to him, just a portion of it. God is a wonderful God. He gives us everything and only asks for us to give back a portion of it. He doesn't ask for the whole thing, just a portion of it. A willingness to be generous in giving is more important than the amount given. The matter of your giving is between you and God, and he always takes into account our circumstances. The important thing is that we see giving as a privilege, not a burden. 2 Corinthians 8:12-15. Now, if there is a willingness to help, give within your means. That's perfectly acceptable. No one expects you to go without or borrow to give. The objective is not to go under so others will have something to eat. The objective is to use this opportunity today to supply their needs out of your abundance. One day, it may be the other way around, and they will need to supply you with something that you may need. That's equality. As it is written, the one who gathered plenty didn't have more than he needed, and the one who gathered little didn't have less. Amen? Mm-hmm. God wants us to be generous in our giving because he is generous with everything. Think about all the things that he's given us, which started at the very beginning, at the foundations of the earth, at the sound of his voice. Now, I'm going to give you some scripture. And just follow me. I didn't give you these because this was just part of the rest of my message. It just says, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:3, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And when he said, let there be, there it was. God perfectly crafted a world which sustains our human lives, lives which came into being by his breath. Genesis 2:7. One day, the eternal God scooped dirt out of the ground, sculpted it into a shape we call human, breathed the breath of life that into the nostrils of the human, and the human became a living soul. God gives great gifts to his children. Think of it this way. If your son asked you for bread, would you give him a stone? Of course not. You would give him a loaf of bread. If your son asked for a fish, would you give him a steak? No, to be sure, you would not do that. You would give him the fish, the best fish you could find. So if you, who are sinful, know how to give your children good gifts, how much more does your Father in heaven, who is perfect, know how to give great gifts to his children? Mm-hmm. God has lavished his grace upon us. When he says, I looked at that word up, lavish, that means just abundantly. So he abundantly gives us his grace. Ephesians 1:7-8 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. Romans 2:4 says that God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. He's just letting us know that even the wicked are not beyond his reach of grace. God has great mercy toward us. Lamentations 3:22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. He is full of compassion and gives new mercy every day. God generously gives wisdom. James 1:5. If you don't have all the wisdom you need for your journey, then all you have to do is ask God. And God will grant you all that you need. Here again, he gives it in abundance. He gives lavish and never scolds you for asking. God provides for our needs. Philippians 4:19. Know this, my God will also fill every need you have according to his glorious riches in Jesus, the anointed, our liberating King. Amen.
Amen.
God will give you his peace. Philippians 4:6-7. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I could go on and on and on about God's generosity, but it would take all day and all night and then some. However, his greatest gift of generosity to us is his son, Jesus. He loved us so much that he sent his own son, bearing the likeness of sinful flesh, but was yet without sin. Mm-hmm. He willingly gave his life as a sacrifice for us so that we can receive salvation and be set free from all our sin and have everlasting life. There is a chorus of an old song that speaks volumes, and it says, his love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary, a boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. So it goes without saying that no one can ever outgive God, because his giving is inexhaustible. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. You have given to us even when we didn't deserve it. Your love and mercy toward us is limitless. Your grace is never out of reach for any of us. Thank you for never giving up on us. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.